I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World on this Memorial Day. When people die in drownings, it's tragic. When they die with seasonal regularity, it's despicable. We know that thousands of people take to rickety boats from North Africa in the hope of making it to Europe. What's new now is a shocking number of them who are dying on that journey. The UN says it believes more than 700 people may have drowned in the Mediterranean just in the past week alone trying to reach Italy. 15,000 people were rescued. Christopher Catrambone is the founder of MOAS, the Migrant Offshore Aid Station. His organization goes out to rescue people trying to make that dangerous crossing. He joins me from Malta. 700 fatalities in 1 week. Christopher, why are the numbers so high right now?
Well, the crisis in Libya is continuing. And of course, that you continue to have mass amounts of migration. So you have refugees, you have migrants, you have asylum seekers coming from oppressive regimes in Africa. So you really do have a emergent mixed migration that is converging on this lawless state of Libya. And human traffickers are making the best out of the situation by providing this passage in these rickety boats to Europe.
Is there one section of the Mediterranean that you and the Migrant Offshore Aid Station focus on specifically?
The central Mediterranean is the most prevalent problem that continues to happen, and it continues to get worse every year. In Greece, we saw this kind of turn on the faucet really quickly, the number of people that were moving in. But in the Mediterranean, it's been happening for 20 years, and I've got guys running our SAR operations that were seeing this 15 years ago. So this is not new. It is really a part of Libya's history.
The situation is not new, but the numbers are new, right? I mean, the people crossing, it's higher than ever. And it sounds like the last couple of weeks, the numbers of people drowning is really high.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're hearing reports out at sea that people are not even having enough deck space to put bodies on board. They're having to mark bodies with life jackets just so they can be picked up later. I mean, that's extremely disturbing.
I mean, Chris, the Migrant Offshore Aid Station is just one organization. What kind of other international help are you seeing?
The British sent ships in, the Irish, the German Navy, and of course the Italians stepped up their effort as well. And there have been more organizations that have been sea-based, but there are organizations that are starting as well in Libya. For example, you'll see the Libya Red Crescent. The extent of their operations is basically scavenging the coast to pick up bodies that are washing up ashore. And I think that is something that is extremely alarming. What we don't know is how many people are dying in this so-called dead zone within the Libyan territorial waters. We don't know how many deaths are happening on a daily basis.
Christopher, you started MOAS, I believe, after your own eyes were open to the refugee crisis and the drownings in the Mediterranean in 2013 when you were on vacation in the Mediterranean. Did you think you'd still be doing this work now in 2016?
When we started doing this, we said, okay, you know, let's go and save people out at sea. People are drowning. Let's go pull them from the water. This is humanity. We need to save people. And now we're looking 3 years later. We're launching our biggest mission yet. We've got two very big ships. We've got a pair of the most advanced drones in the world. So we're mounting our biggest response yet. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. And I don't think that even stabilizing Libya, you're not answering the root cause of these problems. People want to seek shelter and the safety of Europe, and they are willing to die making this crossing to seek that safety.
Christopher Catrambone, the founder of MOAS, the Migrant Offshore Aid Station, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.